From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The battle for the Yemeni Red Sea port city Hodeidah continues, with thousands of residents fleeing the fighting between the Houthi rebel defenders and pro-government forces backed by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. UAE Foreign Affairs Minister Anwar Gargash called on the Houthis to pull out of the city for the sake of the people. He said planning for the assault centered around what he called the humanitarian challenge, described the strength of the Houthi defenders.
Our estimate is anywhere between 2,000 to 3,000 fighters. Militia, not in uniform, majority work in small groups, snipers, with heavy, extensive use of anti-personnel and other mines. Many of these mines also are Iranian-made.
As for the size of his force, he declined to be specific.
We have coalition forces and we have also Yemeni forces of various brigades that are working there and that we do have numerical superiority.
The fighting is centered around the city's airport. Dozens of civilians have reportedly been wounded. Gargash said he hopes UN envoy Martin Griffiths might be able to arrange a Houthi pullout from Hodeidah. Niger's foreign minister said the International Sahel Military Force is achieving success despite a lack of funding.
La force G5 est devenue déjà une réalité.
Kala Ankoro said promised funding of $480 million during a Brussels donor conference in February has not materialized, but the force is fighting concretely on the ground against terrorists and jihadists. The so-called G5 Sahel force fighting alongside French troops in the tri-border area where the boundaries of Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso meet. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump Monday ordered creation of a new branch of the military to focus on space. Mr. Trump said the Space Force isn't enough to have an American presence, but there should be a dominance in space.
My administration is reclaiming America's heritage as the world's greatest spacefaring nation.
Mr. Trump would need congressional approval and funding for such a space force. It's the latest attempt by Mr. Trump to revitalize the U.S. space program since shuttle missions ended in 2011. Turkish and U.S. soldiers have begun independent patrolling around the northern Syrian town of Manbij, following an earlier agreement to resolve a dispute about the town taken from Islamic State by U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters that Ankara calls terrorists. Under the deal, the YPG are to withdraw, and Turkish and U.S. forces take over security. At least two people were killed Monday as environmental activists clashed with Gambian security forces in the town of Farababanta, some 50 kilometers south of the capital, Banjul. Activists have demanded closure of the Julake sand mine, alleging it causes environmental damage to local farmland. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is back in Beijing for 2 days of talks with Chinese officials following last week's U.S.-North Korea summit in Singapore. Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he expects to meet again with the North Korean leader.
There's a lot of work between here and there. My team is already doing it. I'll likely travel back before too terribly long. There's a great deal of work to do. We still have to flesh out all of the things that underlay the commitments that were made that day in Singapore. I was there in the room with Chairman Kim. It was the third time I'd met Chairman Kim. He has made very clear his commitment to fully denuclearize his country.
Pompeo speaking Monday to the Detroit Economic Club. Meanwhile, the U.S. and South Korea have agreed to suspend joint military exercises scheduled for August. Such drills have been criticized Pyongyang as a prelude to invasion. Rescue efforts continue Tuesday despite bad weather following Monday's sinking of a ferry in Indonesia's Lake Toba. At least one person is confirmed dead. Several have been rescued, among more than 100 passengers. The rest are unaccounted for. The UN Refugee Agency said a record 68.5 million people were displaced last year because of war, violence, and persecution. On the eve of World Refugee Day, it cited places like Syria, Myanmar, also known as Burma, Afghanistan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the South Sudan as among the most difficult for refugees. The U.S. Supreme Court Monday dealt a setback to election reformers, rejecting two challenges to the partisan practice of redrawing voting districts to favor one political party over the other. Proceedings in the two cases will continue in lower courts. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.